Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. Hello, hello. Welcome. This is another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. My name is Carrie Fox, your host. And today we are going to talk about what is an intuitive life coach. First off, hi, hello, how are you? It is a beautiful, gorgeous Sunday where I am here on the East Coast. The sun is shining. There's a nice breeze. It's just beautiful weather. And my cats are very ornery today. I have these like little ties. If you're live with me, you can see in the video, I have these little like bow ties on my shirt, and they're just like all about it. And now he's trying to eat my microphone. It's fine. We're good. We're great. So most of this episode may just be me trying to keep the cats out of the camera, but we'll see how it goes. So today I wanted to talk about, the word intuitive and intuition and life coach. I am a certified intuitive life coach, and, you know, I didn't necessarily know what that was until, I took the program that I became certified in, and something that I knew I was intuitive. I didn't realize that I wanted to be a life coach. I knew I wanted to do something with my intuition, but I wasn't sure what that was. Excuse me. And so I came across, oh, you can see my kitty litter in the background. Sorry, guys. So I knew I was an intuitive, and I didn't realize that, I'm sure you've heard me talk about this on the podcast before, but I thought, if you're an intuitive, the only logical thing to do is to be a medium. You have to, give readings to people, speak to those that have passed, and be that facilitator for conversations from those on the other side. And I thought that was what an intuitive was, and that's all that, it encompassed. And I couldn't be farther from the truth. It's just like any other profession, right? That category, there's so many different avenues that you can go down to use your intuitive gifts. And when I started working with a life coach myself, I didn't realize that this was an avenue that I needed myself to explore, and would end up, taking a step further and becoming an intuitive life coach myself. So we're going to talk about that and what that even means, and just kind of unravel it a little bit and maybe take some of the woo-woo out of it and make it feel a little more tangible for you, hopefully. And I'm sorry, my camera is off-centered, and now you can see the litter even more. It's fine. The OCD is kicking in strong right now. So taking a step back, I want to talk a little bit about intuition, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, but for anybody who maybe this is your first episode you're listening to or your first time catching me live, an intuitive is essentially somebody who is connected with their inner knowing, their inner voice, their inner monologue, and it's where you know things maybe before they happen, or you know things that you don't necessarily have tangible means of knowing the information. And what do I mean by that is that maybe, what's a good example of this? Maybe, you think about somebody like your cousin, for example, and you're like, oh, maybe I should check in on them. Maybe something is going on. And then you call them and you find out that they just broke up with their boyfriend, or you know, maybe they got hurt or whatever that may be. But it's like you have this inner knowing where you know something is happening, even though you weren't physically there when it happened, if that makes sense. You weren't personally involved in the experience, but yet you're experiencing it yourself through your intuition, through your connection with spirit. And so that is something that, man, we could do a whole series on that. And I think that would be a lot of fun to talk and really dive in deep. What is intuition? You know, what are some examples of intuition? We can talk about the clairs. If that's something you're interested in, let me know, because I definitely could do a whole series about that. I love the teaching aspect of this and the definition and like giving you examples and all that kind of stuff. So anywho, back to the topic at hand. So what is a life coach? Let's start there as well, because I think we're all pretty familiar with what a life coach is. You've probably heard it come up before. You've heard somebody talk about it or seen it, you know, online or something. And, you know, it's essentially a facilitator. It is somebody who is going to help you facilitate change in your life to help you reach a goal or a milestone. Maybe you want to change jobs, or maybe you want to, you know, try a different career path. Maybe you are having relationship trouble and you want to find the love of your life. Maybe you, I don't know, maybe you want to be more present with your family and your children and break generational cycles. And so there's many different niches that the life coach could travel down. But I just want to share that, you know, the purpose and what life coaches are meant to do is to help walk you through and usher you through this change process where you are currently in position A and you want to be in position B, but you're not really sure how to get there. And a life coach is somebody that is going to help you, you know, kind of come up with the steps to take. So you have an end goal in mind, but you're not sure how to get yourself there. And so it's more than just taking, you know, here are the action items you need. You know, well, first you build your resume, let's say, as you want to change your career. Maybe there's schooling that you need to do if you're changing your career. Like, they can outline all those steps, but a lot of times you know what those steps are, right? Like, you know how to take those steps. Maybe you need help kind of sorting them out and putting them in order and all that, but you have an idea of what those steps are. But what a life coach also does is help remove blocks and hurdles for you as you're going through this process. And so as an obstacle comes up, what the life coach is doing is giving you a container, a space to be able to get a more holistic view of, well, why am I having such a hard time creating my resume, right? Maybe that's an obstacle for you. And it may be as simple as, you know, the lack of confidence. Maybe you don't believe in yourself. Maybe you don't believe what it takes to move on to this new career. And so they can help you kind of talk through that. Well, where does this belief stem from? So it's more than just giving you steps and action items and watching you take them. It's holding your hand and giving you space to process through as you take each of these steps. So that's, in a nutshell, you know, what a life coach is. Something to keep in mind, what a life coach is not is a mental health or medical professional, right? So generally a life coach hopefully will have taken some sort of certification to better help facilitate you with this change process and help you walk through it. Do your homework if you're searching for a life coach. I highly recommend, you know, ask if they're certified, ask if they're, what kind of class they took or what kind of institution that they went to, or, and ask, be bold enough to ask those questions. You know, if you're going to put your life and your journey in somebody else's hand and you want them to hold that space for you, it's okay to ask those questions. And make sure that that person is right for you. The other thing with life coaches, just as other mental health and medical professionals, is they do have specific areas that they're focused on. Me, for example, I am somebody who is probably going to be best fit for mothers who are maybe feeling overwhelmed. You're going through the process of transformation that occurs when motherhood happens. Maybe you don't feel like your old self and you don't know how to get back to your old self because that version doesn't exist. And you need help facilitating and figuring out, what does this new me look like? What does this new me like to do? How do I make space for myself when I've got, you know, my work and my children and my relationship with my partner or spouse? And how do I make time for me? You know, that's my specialty. Maybe you want to tap into your intuition. You want to better understand how to facilitate your intuitive gifts. And that is something that I also am very passionate about and help with. But those are very specific things, just as, you know, if you are somebody who maybe you are on a weight loss journey, or maybe you struggle with body dysmorphia and things of that nature, that probably I would not be best suited for you. Maybe you want to talk about your hormones or, you know, menopause. And again, maybe that's not something that I'm best suited for. So, you know, when you're looking for a life coach, make sure that you're looking for somebody who is best suited for what you're trying to achieve. So going back to the original example, if you're trying to change careers, maybe focus on somebody who's a career coach, right? Or if you're an entrepreneur and you want somebody to help you with your business, look for somebody who's a business coach, right? Pretty straightforward. So again, what life coach is not is a medical or mental health professional. I do want to also share, you know, I think it's important that we understand the terms of what's the difference between a life coach and a therapist or a counselor, a psychologist and a psychiatrist. I think it's important for you to understand, based on what your goals are and your personal needs, you know, these are different options that you have and that you can select from, and you should choose what is best suited for you. So a therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, those are individuals who generally have a degree of some sort. If you are a therapist, you're going to have a degree around therapy. And I'm reading my notes here. So that also has different niches that you can go down. So it could be behavioral therapy or like marriage counseling, for example. So relationships, those are different areas that a therapist can help you with, or a mental health professional. A psychologist is somebody who is going to have even more education, right? There's further education that they must do in order to obtain their degree. And certification process or licensing process in order for them to take the test and pass. You know, that is very different. And that's somebody who may be more suited for like mental health conditions, maybe depression and anxiety, and can help you use counseling as a tool to kind of talk through how you're feeling and also diagnose, if I'm not mistaken, you know, OCD versus anxiety versus depression. Like, a life coach should not be diagnosing you with they should not be diagnosing you, right? If you do work with a life coach, they may actually say, you know, I notice these reoccurring themes. It feels a lot like anxiety. I would highly recommend that you talk to your general care provider to discuss this with them and see if maybe, in addition to, you know, the sessions that we're doing, that you may also want to seek a professional therapist for your anxiety. Where here, maybe, you know, as an example myself, we're focused on motherhood or strengthening your intuition, but I'm also noticing these patterns that I recognize as signs of this anxiety or depression. And I recommend that you, you know, in addition to what we're doing, this is something that you could also benefit from if it feels good to you. So again, life coaches are not medical professionals, but they are hopefully certified and helping you to facilitate this change process. And then you have psychiatrists who actually have a medical degree and are somebody who can prescribe medication to you. So if you do have anxiety or depression, maybe there's medication that they would prescribe you to help you through that process. So again, I throw these terms out just because I think it's important that before you move forward, you recognize that you want change in your life. You want to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm struggling with words a lot today. You want to be able to usher yourself through this process to, you know, a different version of yourself, to be better than you were yesterday, as I often say. Do your homework and figure out what profession is going to be best suited for you, and work with somebody who is going to help you best facilitate what you need. So things that, you know, okay, so let's take a step back. So we started this episode, we're talking about intuition, right? And then going into what a life coach is. So what is an intuitive life coach? Dun, dun, dun. So an intuitive life coach is essentially somebody who is connected, and I would say to spirit. That's just my general term. Spirit to me is somebody who's not in the physical, right? They're in the non-physical. They're somebody you can't tangibly touch in the physical environment. And their connection with spirit allows them to facilitate, you know, kind of, again, when we talked about intuition, you know things without having actually necessarily experienced them. So when you're sitting with an intuitive, you know, as particularly intuitive life coach, they're here to help usher you through this change process. And so if I, for example, am talking about somebody, talking to somebody about motherhood, and maybe they're not making space for themselves, and maybe I get an intuitive hit that, you know, their father comes up, for example, and, you know, what does my father have to do with this? Like, this has absolutely nothing to do. You know, my father has since passed, and, you know, this, you know, he has nothing to do with my current life. But then we talk more and we find out, well, actually your relationship with your father, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Maybe you were told, or you were brought up to, you know, be seen and not heard, so you didn't use your voice. And now as an adult, you're unable to speak up when you have needs that are not being met. Because growing up, that was normal for you, is that your needs didn't matter because you weren't allowed to voice. You weren't allowed to be heard. You're only meant to be seen and quietly. and so that's an example where the information that comes through can help support you through this journey that you're going through. So for me personally, just because I am a very visual person, my strongest clairs, so if you're not familiar with clairs, clairvoyance, for example, you've probably heard of that before, and you think of like people seeing into the future, and that is sort of it, but it's much more to that. It's just clair, seeing, voyant, you know, vision. And so essentially for me personally, I'll see like little movies in my head, or if you think of it as daydreaming, you know, somebody who, if you're very familiar with daydreaming, where you kind of like, wow, I really wish I was at the beach right now, and you can feel the sand on your toes and hear the waves in your ears, that's actually your intuition, right? That's very closely connected to your intuition. And so for me, that visual of like seeing is one of my strongest clairs. And so when I'm facilitating a session with somebody, visually what is happening is that I'm here in my seat, you're there in your seat, and somewhere in the ethers, my higher self and your higher self are essentially sitting down for tea. And our higher selves are essentially our most authentic versions. Think of this as like your most stripped down version of yourself. If there were no masks that you wore, if there was no, you know, costume that you put on, of this role that you had to play, this version of yourself that you think needs to be seen in order for you to function, if you stripped all of that away and you just had your soul, and your soul who has led every single life that you've ever reincarnated in, then that is your higher self sitting having tea. So you're all wise, all knowing higher self for you, right? It's all wise, all knowing for you because it has experienced everything that you've experienced. And so my higher self and your higher self are sitting down having tea or coffee or cake or whatever it is that your higher self wants to like. And they essentially have a conversation. And what for me, what happens is that, you know, we'll be talking about a specific subject and information will come through, whether it's visually or audibly or just a thought that comes up. And this information is what I use to help facilitate my sessions with my clients. And so a lot of it is just me and you having a conversation, but the intuitive aspect of it when you're working with an intuitive life coach is like, you're not alone in that session. It's not just the two of you. We're also hanging out with our higher selves, and their, you know, their purpose is to help ensure that we're facilitating a session that is going to be the most productive for you, that is going to help usher you to where you want to go in the I don't want to say maximum amount of time, because I do think that there is reason and a season for you to go slow through your change process. I think it's really that, okay, that's another thing we can talk about as well, is that, you know, working with somebody, whether it's a life coach or a therapist, you know, you're not looking for a quick fix. It took you, however old you are, to realize that what you are doing, whatever actions that you are taking, are not necessarily producing the highest outcome for you, the highest good for yourself and your family and your relationships. And if it took you to your 40s to realize this, you know, it's gonna take some time to reverse those thought processes that got you here in the first place. So that's really important, is that, yes, you can obtain a lot of information from a single session with an intuitive or, you know, with yourself, but also it takes time to unlearn things. It's a journey. It's not, you know, a quick magical wand that we wave and all is good in the world. I, even myself as an intuitive who can connect with, you know, my spirit team anytime I need to, and have these conversations on the daily, and I do the meditation, and I do, you know, I do the things that I need to do to help me just get through this human experience, I still struggle. And I still recognize that there's work that I need to do and that it takes time to get there. So I just want to say, if you are somebody who feels like, you know, you're doing the process, you're getting through it, it's okay. I think that's normal. I think we're meant to kind of not necessarily kind of zip through it, right? Then what's the point of the human experience? You know, that's why you're here, is to experience. So I see it looks like there's somebody live with us. So if you are live, feel free to throw a comment in the chat. Facebook has like redesigned their live page here. So hopefully I can see you. If you'd like to just let me know that you're there and that I can see comments, that would be super cool too. But if you have any questions about what we're talking about, we're just talking about intuition and what an intuitive life coach is, definitely throw them in the chat. And even if you're watching the replay and you have questions, throw them in the chat. I'd be happy to talk to you and answer your questions. I actually love the teaching aspect of all of this. So let me know what questions you have and I'll do my best to answer. So a couple of things that, you know, we're talking about what a life coach was not, which is like somebody who helped facilitate a quick fix. And we also talked about, you know, a life coach not being a mental health professional, and that you'd want to go to a licensed therapist or psychologist, psychiatrist, if that is something that you're looking for. So what can they do, right? And we talked about, you know, work-life balance is an area that's really important. And I think, again, with motherhood, balance is something that we really struggle with, because there's this misconception that as a mother, as a woman, you have to be able to handle it all without complaint. Zip it. pardon the cats in the camera here. But essentially, you know, your voice And we talked about this example. Interesting that this example came up earlier intuitively, that your voice is not meant to be heard. And so you stay quiet, you stay small, and then your needs aren't met and you get kind of miserable, right? Like, what happens if you don't water a flower, if you don't put it in sunshine, if you don't sing to it and talk to it? It's gonna wither and die. So what if you're a living human being? Like, you also need to be watered and nurtured and fulfilled with growth. And I think for me personally, there's three aspects of this. There's your mental health, there's your physical health, and spiritual health. You also need to fill your soul up. Like, you should be doing things that light your soul on fire. And I think with motherhood, we struggle a little bit because we have this misconception that the old version of us has to remain. I'm not trying to pet you, Mia. You have to go back. My hands are moving and she thinks I'm trying to pet her. So with motherhood, we think that the old version of us is meant to remain, and that's not the case. That old version of us, just like the phoenix, burns and disintegrates and is no longer. It doesn't exist anymore. And as we transition into motherhood, and I think into womanhood as well, like when we're moving out of our 20s into our 30s, I think there's this whole process as well where you're like, what is my purpose here? Like, serving others constantly, there has to be something else. And maybe that's a bad example because here I am serving, but it lights my soul on fire to do this. Like, I thrive in this environment to be able to facilitate these types of conversations with individuals and help them through their change process. So, you know, when you're working with a life coach, they're meant to empower you to do this on your own. And what's really cool, so for me personally, before I even did my certification process as an intuitive life coach, when I was working with my own coach, we got to a point where I would hear her in my head. When I came up against an obstacle outside of session, I would hear her in my head say, "Well, how does this make you feel, Carrie? What do you think is causing this reaction?" The questions that she would ask, I began asking myself, and I began to actually facilitate my own journey, which is so cool because, you know, we don't realize that we have the power. We have everything we need to facilitate change in our lives. But sometimes there's this conditioning, this old programming that is there that makes us say, "Oh, I can't do this. I'm not equipped to be able to make that decision. I can't change careers. I can't find what my passion is. Like, I'm not able to do this." And that negative self-talk comes in, and it can be really paralyzing. And so I think one of the really cool things about working with an intuitive life coach is that you start to kind of mimic what happens in session in real life when you're coming up against these obstacles, and you realize that you actually already have the tools to be able to do this on your own. And speaking of, so I pulled a card. You all know I'm slightly obsessed with my Oracle cards. So for this podcast episode, I am struggling today. For this podcast episode, I pulled a card from the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Light Oracle deck. See if I can get, there you go. And I just love the imagery on these cards. They're so beautiful. And the card that I pulled is Unbound. I'm going to show it here in the camera. So if you're live with me, hopefully you guys can see this. And it's releasing soul patterns, contracts, and past lives. Poor Mia, she's just like needing some love today. And this is really cool because I'm just going to read a little bit of the insert of the book that comes with the Oracle deck. So Unbound, it is time to release old soul stories that have been playing out in your life. They are coming up to be healed. There has never been a safer time to clear these patterns than right now. Take a look at patterns in your life that you are ready to release. Ancient vows and contracts that your soul made that have an expiration date. It could be a vow of silence or chastity or poverty. It is time to unwind them. This is the life in which you free yourself from trauma of past lives. I freaking love this. So we'll take a look at this card again. So if you can't see this card, there are, it's kind of, I would say, you know, nightfall, the moon is out and it's, moon is feminine energy and it's glowing on three women. And these three women are in different positions. They're very ethereal looking and like flowy skirts and flowy hair. And they're almost in positions of surrender. And I think the three here is really important, right? If you think about, the what's in Greek mythology, like the three fates, and then in like Norse mythology is mother, maiden, crone, like the Trinity. Three is a really powerful number for change, which is all about what the intuitive life coach process is, right? When working with an intuitive life coach, you're talking about facilitating change. How do you move from season to season in your life in, I don't want to say a more elegant way, because I think change is really chaotic and messy and it's meant to be, right? It's meant to be that phoenix energy where you're literally disintegrating old patterns. We're talking about patterns, old trauma, old stories, not just from this life, but from past lives that you've carried into this life. And that's really cool that this card is talking about unbound. Like, again, we're talking about the three fates, right? Where they have the string in Greek mythology that is like your life force, right? And what if that was all wound up, balled together, and now we're slowly unwinding it and identifying what are the things that are holding me back? What are the traumas and the experiences that I keep repeating, that the lessons that I have yet to learn that are holding me back from moving forward into the next version of myself? Because that's what this is. This change process is facilitating that next version of yourself. So I thought that was really cool and I wanted to share that card with you. I don't know, it's such a beautiful card. And again, this is the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Light Oracle card deck. It's one of my favorites. She has another one as well that I use quite often. So I think that's it. That is all that I wanted to chat about today. I wanted to share a little bit more about, you know, a life coach and being an intuitive life coach and what that really means and the opportunity it provides for you to sit with somebody who can help connect you with not only your higher self. I mean, the example that I provided earlier of our higher self sitting down for tea, that is definitely an experience that I frequently have with my clients. But also, you know, you're not bound to just working with your higher self, depending on the intuitive, and ask them what their sessions are like and who they connect with. You know, it may be past loved ones. It may be your spirit team, maybe angels. You know, there's all different kinds of forms of spirit that you can connect with. And I think it's really important that you find somebody that you authentically connect with, that you can relate to, and that is specific to what your current journey is, that their offerings are specific to where you're currently trying to head yourself. So again, if you're somebody who wants to build stronger relationships, maybe you work with a relationship life coach. If you're somebody who is, again, an entrepreneur, you work with a business coach. And somebody who is a mother, you may be working with somebody who specifics mother intuition and facilitating journeys for women. So yes, I will leave you with that, my loves. If you enjoy this podcast, please do think about leaving a review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It helps, you know, reach new listeners. It helps let them know that you enjoy the show, and maybe you don't enjoy the show. Maybe you'd like to leave a negative review, and that's okay as well. As long as it is authentic and coming from a place of, you know, trying to better, I think that's always welcomed. And then don't forget about the Patreon membership. So that is something we haven't talked about in a while. Patreon membership is just a way for you to, one, support the podcast, but also there's various tiers if you'd like to work with me. We can do a monthly reading where I will do a recording and share it with the group. And then there's a third tier where we do a monthly oracle card reading and just a Q&A session where you essentially get a life coach session with myself, an intuitive session with myself for an hour with the group, and we'll meet on Zoom and you guys can ask whatever questions that you have. And so whatever is coming up for you specifically, and generally you'll find that when you're working in a group setting, the question that you have most likely resonates with the other individuals in the group. So don't be shy. Check that out on Patreon. It's Soulful Wildflowers. Yeah, and then if you are interested in coaching, I do have positions open up for the summer, spots open up for the summer for clients for coaching. So if that's something you're interested in, you want to learn more, definitely reach out. I'm happy to answer any of the questions you have. We can also get on a call to chat and see if it'll be a good fit. Because again, do your homework, interview whoever it is that you're working with, make sure that they're a good fit for you. And don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, this is a service that is here for you. And so you want to get the most out of it. Definitely don't be shy and ask your questions. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a fabulous week ahead. And until next time, take care. Bye.